You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Dallas Cowboys are 9-5, the Washington Redskins 5-11 on the money line. The spread is set at 4.5 here, the Cowboys +4.5 at 10-11, the Redskins -4.5 at 10-11. We talked about it intermittently last week on the podcast, Gil. The NFC East, a bit of a mess at the moment. And the reason Dallas aren't placing Tony Romo on season-ending injured reserve after he re-injured that collarbone last week is that they still have a slim hope of winning the division. That hope can be extinguished this weekend, though, against the Washington Redskins, Gil.
Mm-hmm. You said it. The worst division in football, the Redskins with a share, or I guess technically tiebreaker, they would win it if the playoffs were to start tomorrow. The Redskins at 5-6 atop the NFC East, and the Cowboys just 2 games back at 3-8. Imagine you're 3-8 and you still technically have a shot at this mathematically. But this is very simple. No Tony Romo for the Cowboys, again fracturing the same collarbone that had already sidelined him for 7 games, and we're getting more Matt Cassel here. Matt Cassel, who was 0-4, you know, he and Brandon Whedon combined 0-7 when they were behind center for the Cowboys this year. But Cassel was 0-4. He only threw for 809 yards in those 4 losses. And on the other side, we talked about home-road splits, Dave. Kirk Cousins at home, what a revelation. Kirk Cousins on the road, he's Kirk Cousins. But at home, 10 touchdown passes. This is during the Redskins' 5-game home winning streak. 10 touchdown passes, 0 picks, 121.2 passer rating, 76% completion rate. On the road, 5 touchdowns, 8 picks, 69.8 rating. So he's a much different player on the road. But the key for the Redskins is that Cousins has been sacked only 11 times this season. Home or road, altogether, 11 times. When you get that kind of protection, you are going to beat a lot of football teams. Even a young quarterback like Cousins, when given time, will be able to exploit opposing defenses. Now, here's the deal, though. A lot of those road games, and a lot of the reason that those inform bad road stats for Cousins, they played really good competition. They played the Falcons, the Jets, Patriots, and Panthers on the road. So, you know, those home road splits make sense when the schedule is like that on the road. You're getting a Cowboys team that can pressure the quarterback. Greg Hardy is an amazing player. Forget for a moment and your judgments of him off the field, and we all do have judgments about that. But on the field, there's no question that he is a disruptive force. And the extent to which the Redskins can hold him in check is going to go a long way towards figuring out if they can cover this spread or not, or winning this football game to begin with.
Yeah, when I was breaking it down, that looked key to me, Greg Hardy, whether or not he can get pressure on Kirk Cousins in this matchup. And you mentioned Brandon Whedon and Matt Cassel combining for that 0-7 record when Romo hasn't been fit, Gil. They are the opposite of the two-headed monster, aren't they? Whatever the opposite is, that's what you've got with Brandon Whedon and Matt Cassel. Going back to the Redskins for a second as well, they've finished last in 6 of the past 7 seasons in this division. Have they got any better, or have the teams that are in the division got worse?
I think the Redskins have gotten a little better this year. Yeah, I think it's fair to say they've gotten a little better, and they certainly seem to have the energy and the positivity of a team that is a little different. But I think it's more the latter. I think it's more that the other teams aren't nearly as good, if I'm to be honest. Yes, the Redskins have some improvement, but the Eagles are a shell of what they have been under Chip Kelly the first couple seasons. And the reason for that is that Chip Kelly felt the need to trade all their stars away inexplicably. And so they're 4-7, just 1 game out. The Cowboys, clearly because of the Romo injury, we can trace it directly to that. That's why they're not as good. And in the case of the Giants, you know, the Giants, I still think the Giants are going to win this division, but they're so schizophrenic. You just have absolutely no idea what you're getting with that football team from week to week. Oh, you almost beat the Patriots? You should have beaten the Patriots? And then they come back and they lay an egg against the Redskins. So that is the answer to me. It's that the rest of the division has regressed. Sure, the Redskins have certainly displayed a tick upwards, but as long as Kirk Cousins still has the propensity to throw interceptions, the Redskins are always going to be stunted. And a lot of people are like, what are you talking about? You just had all these great stats about Kirk Cousins at home performing so well. Even in victory last week, There was a play in the first quarter where a sure pick six was dropped by the Giants. And then on the game-clinching drive, what turned out to be the game-clinching drive for the Redskins, Cousins was pressured, threw the ball up randomly in the air for anybody to have come down with it. He was fortunate that they got bailed out with a roughing call. So even in victory, we tend to forget those moments. Cousins is very loose with the ball, and for those who would then counter and say, yeah, but if you put all his starts together, he's only really played 1 year in the NFL, let's just stop with that for a second. This is his fourth season in the NFL. When you are even present for that long, you've either got that stuff figured out or not. So Cousins has just got to protect the ball. And look, in their five wins, zero picks from Kirk Cousins. In their six losses, at least one pick. It means everything to this football team. He's got to protect the football.
And it's prime example of variance, isn't it, as well, Gil? Anyone can produce for a short amount of time. It's doing it over the long periods, which proves a quarterback's... I don't even want to use the word greatness here, Gil, but it proves that the quarterback can be productive at this level.
It's 100% right, and it's 100% right even as bettors, right? You know, any one of us can have a good week, a good couple weeks, but it really is about the long term. And we still don't know. You know, the jury's still out on Kirk Cousins. The Redskins are really deciding right now, do we commit to this guy long term, do we not? Well, these last five games of the season are going to determine a lot of that. And by the way, I said this on my show earlier in the week, if I said to you, Dave, I want you to make a schedule the last five games of the season for the Redskins. I don't want you to make it too hard. I don't want you to make it too easy. I want you to make the perfect schedule that would be a fair barometer, in your opinion, as to what they could overcome justifiably, and you'd feel great about them making the playoffs if they could overcome those five games, or if they fail to make the playoffs having played those five games, that you'll say to yourself, you know what, they didn't deserve it because they couldn't overcome that five-game schedule. That is, in fact, in my opinion, the exact schedule they have. Two games against Dallas, one at Philly, one at Chicago, and one home game against Buffalo. It's a perfect quintet of games to determine what this team is really made of.
And just before we wrap, Gil, worth mentioning Dallas last in the NFL turnover margin, minus 12. They've only forced seven turnovers. You've mentioned on the podcast that turnovers change games and in the National Football League, and that's been detrimental to Dallas's chances, as well as Romo being hurt throughout the season as well.
It has been, no question. I mean, really, if you had one headline outside of Romo's injury, that's it, right? Dallas, minus 12. And really, it's because they just can't generate an interception. They've not had fumble luck, and recovering fumbles is all luck. But here's Kirk Cousins. Here's your chance. You know, if you're going to pick off anybody, this might be your guy. But it all starts on that front line. Can the Dallas front behind Greg Hardy pressure Kirk Cousins? That's where this game will be won or lost. And I think the same can be said on the other side of the ball, in the trenches. Will that Dallas offensive line be able to push back that Redskins run defense, which has not been very good? I would not touch this game. I had guys on my show who were all about Washington early in the week, and maybe it's the defeatist Redskin fan in me, maybe it's 25 years of futility, but I'm not rushing to play the Redskins here, giving 4.5. If anything, I would lean Cowboys getting those points, and in doing so with that lean, I would take a big gulp and then close my eyes and see what happens afterwards.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.